Let's read together Revelation chapter 1. In this first chapter of Revelation, we have the occasion and outline of this last book of the Bible. The book of Revelation is the account of a vision that the Apostle John had concerning the future. Revelation chapter 1, beginning of verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Let's begin our study of this first chapter of Revelation with some background notes. The name of the last book in the Bible is Revelation, not Revelations. It is singular, not plural. So don't tell your friends that you're studying the book of Revelations. Now, who wrote this book, and when and where was it written? Well, we have all of these answers right here in chapter 1. The Apostle John is the author, as we see in verse 1, verse 4, and verse 9. Remember, the Apostle John was not martyred like the rest of the apostles, but was exiled to a small island named Patmos in the Aegean Sea because of his testimony as a Christian. It was on the island of Patmos, near the end of his life, that John received the vision from the Lord that is the book of Revelation. So the book of Revelation was written about 95 AD. Now you can visit the beautiful little island of Patmos today, and the guides will even show you the grotto where John supposedly received his vision. But we can't be sure of the exact location on the island where the Lord gave John the vision. We see in verse 10, that the vision came to John while he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That is, John was walking in close fellowship with the Lord, and thus in a position to have the Lord speak with him and speak to him. That certainly has an application for us, doesn't it? John was near to hear, and so should we be near to the Lord if we're going to hear what the Lord has to say to us, whether it be encouragement and guidance or exhortation and correction. We need to be near to hear. Notice, by the way, that already in the first century, Sunday was referred to as the Lord's Day. Why? Because that was the day of the Lord's resurrection. In verse 11, John is told by the Lord himself to write up the vision and send it to the seven first century churches of Asia. See them there in verse 11? Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. So the Roman province of Asia in that day would be where Turkey is today. So the greeting of the Apostle John in verse 4 is addressed to these seven churches. Notice how all three persons of the Trinity are referred to in the greeting here in verses 4 and 5. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. That is the Father, as the everlasting and never-changing one. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne. That is the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Not seven Holy Spirits, no. But the number seven in Scripture is the number of perfection and completeness and fullness. Thus, the Holy Spirit in his perfection and fullness is seen here. And from Jesus Christ, that is the Son. But we want to move now to our doctrinal teaching points for this first chapter of Revelation. Doctrinal teaching point number one, the book of Revelation concerns the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation concerns the revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice again from verse 1 that the book of Revelation is not the revelation of the Apostle John, but the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Apostle John. Notice what we learn about Christ in this first chapter of Revelation. Verse 5, he is the firstborn from the dead. What does that mean? He is the firstborn from the dead. He not only has the place of honor and preeminence, firstborn in that sense, but he is the first person resurrected out from among the dead. Now, you might be saying at this point, well, wait a minute. What about those people in the Bible that were raised back to life before the resurrection of Christ? How is Christ the firstborn from the dead? Answer, the others were not resurrections from the dead. They were raisings from the dead. Those people all eventually died again. The Lord was resurrected from the dead with a new, glorified body, never to die again. And all believers who have died will be resurrected in the future, never to die again. The Lord is the firstborn from the dead. The Lord is now ruler of the kings of the earth, verse 5, because all authority and dominion has been given to him forever, verse 6. And we who have been saved from our sins, verse 5, are now in his kingdom as priests and will praise the Lord forever, verse 6. Now, when you share all this good news with unbelievers, they will probably laugh at you and think you're crazy. But they will change their tune in the future because the Lord is coming back, verse 7, and every eye will see him. This includes all believers and all unbelievers, those who are living and those who have died. Look at verse 7 once again. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Now, why will all the tribes of the earth mourn? Because the Lord is coming back in judgment. He is coming back to set up his long-awaited kingdom here on this earth. This is known as the millennial kingdom of Christ because it will last for 1,000 years, according to Revelation chapter 20. In verse 8, the Lord refers to himself as the Alpha and Omega, and in verse 17, as the first and the last. And the point here is that the Lord spans time and eternity. He is eternal. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. In the vision, the Lord is seen standing in the midst of seven lampstands with seven stars in his right hand. The Lord himself gives John the interpretation of this part of the vision in verse 20. Look down there at verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the seven angels or messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. In verse 18, the Lord says that he is alive forevermore and has the keys of Hades and of death. That is, Christ has the authority over death and the place of the dead. No longer does Satan have the power of death, because Christ has died and he has conquered death and Satan. So the book of Revelation concerns the revelation of Jesus Christ. Doctrinal point number two. The book of Revelation concerns the revelation of the future. The book of Revelation concerns the revelation of the future. In verse 19, John is told to write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. We believe that this verse gives us the basic outline of the book of Revelation. The things which you have seen would be what John has already seen of the vision and recorded here in Revelation chapter 1. The things which are would be Revelation chapters 2 and 3, where the present state of the church is seen in the letters and messages to the seven churches. And the things which shall take place after these things would be chapters 4 through 19, which describe the judgments of the future tribulation period, as well as chapters 20 through 22, which describe future events beyond the tribulation period, even to the end of time and on into eternity. Now, we will go over this outline again, but the important point here is to realize that we believe most of the book of Revelation is still future. Now, there is another view of the book of Revelation called the preterist view, which interprets the book of Revelation as the history of the Roman persecutions of the church during the early centuries AD. Again, that's called the preterist view, meaning a view that refers to past events. All of the prophecies in the book of Revelation, in the preterist view, have already been fulfilled. We don't believe the preterist view is the right interpretation of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation concerns the revelation of the future. What about practical application from this first chapter of Revelation? Expect to be blessed as you study Revelation. Expect to be blessed as you study Revelation. Verse 3, once again, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. The time is near, not because it was all fulfilled in the first few centuries AD, but the start of the vision is in the first century. The next two chapters will describe the present state of the church from the first century on. But what about this blessing to the reader of Revelation? Some folks have never read or studied the book of Revelation. They say they can't understand it, or they are even scared of it. Listen, there are seven beatitudes or blessings in the book of Revelation. And this is the first one. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy. This blessing should encourage you to read and study this book of Scripture. So get into it and you will be blessed. God says so. Expect to be blessed as you study Revelation.